Log Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Compassionate Healing Guidance Show on the Psychic Talk Network. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, coming to you from a beautiful Wisconsin day today. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm an intuitive healer, a certified life coach, and a certified crystal Reiki master. So today on the show, we'll be talking about the sacral chakra, but before we do, I'd like to remind everyone that we are a call-in show, so if you'd like to receive some guidance, the number to call in is 714-816-4628, and if you press 1 on your keypad, you'll be in queue. Also, you can go online to psychictalk.net/live. And you can chat with us online as well. So the number again is 714-816-4628, and be sure to press 1. So before we go on to talk about our sacral chakra, I'd like to talk about the full moon that we have today. The full moon is in Aries, and Aries is a fire sign. This week, you may have some emotions that run high with, you know, anger and some frustration. And it's okay, you know, just feel through them. And I do encourage journaling. Also, this energy brings us to take action in certain areas in our lives. You know, it's going to show us to step up and go after what we want. And in order to do this, though, we need to let go of those things that no longer serve us. And that's what the full moon is about, releasing those things that no longer serve us. So some questions you might ask yourself is, and journal, are what is no longer in alignment with who I truly am? Second question is, what is my soul calling? And what am I supposed to do? And a third question would be, if I weren't afraid, what would I do? And, you know, when it comes to your emotions, ask yourself, why is this situation triggering me? And what can I do to find balance? And what we're going to do towards the end of the show is do a guided meditation so that during the week you can find balance and, you know, get the week started off right. And, you know, I mentioned journaling. And I encourage journaling because it helps us to find answers that we might not have thought of. When we start writing, our intuition starts kicking in. And, you know, ideas start popping into our heads. And it'll, you know, it helps us to figure out what we need to do next. You know, when ideas start popping in, you know, just jot it all down. It may not make sense at the moment, but after you've written everything down and look back, you'll see that they all kind of fit in together. And, you know, it's great that the full moon kind of falls today because, you know, we'll be talking about the sacral chakra, and it kind of ties in because our sacral chakra, an area of it is about our emotions. So the sacral chakra is the center of our creativity and the ability to enjoy life. It is also the center of our emotions. Our sacral chakra is located a few inches below our navel and covers our reproductive organs and is commonly associated with the color orange. So our chakra, along with creativity and emotions, is also associated with relationships, sexuality, feelings about ourselves as well as the world around us, and how flexible we are in our lives, as well as our emotions. So some questions you may be asking yourself are, am I enjoying my life? Am I having fun? Am I doing things that I love to do? And am I being creative? And, you know, I truly believe that we all are creative. You know, creative doesn't just mean drawing and painting, but it also includes making food and doing things outdoors. So we have to kind of expand what creativity means to us. All right, so let's look at what it looks like when you have a weak or a healthy chakra. So when you have a weak chakra, you tend to stay home and isolate yourself. You don't have many good friends. You aren't being creative. You feel frustrated, bored, and unattractive. You also feel that you are not enough, as well as have a lack mentality. Now, when you have an open and healthy chakra, you like to go out and have fun, go on adventures, and have good friends. You're being creative in your own way. Know that you are enough and have an abundant mentality. So how is your chakra, sacral chakra, doing today? Does it need some work? Here's some ways to strengthen your sacral chakra. Go have some fun. Go out and do something that is out of your comfort zone and enjoy yourself. Just like a child, not caring about what others think, do something that will make you laugh out loud. And literally, not just LOL on the internet. And talking about going out of your comfort zone, try approaching new people. You know, you never know, that new person you meet may end up being someone you go out with often and become great friends, or become a business partner, or even your soulmate. So I know some of you may not be ready to step out of your comfort zone, and that's okay. Another suggestion I have is to dance. If you're not comfortable dancing in public, that's okay. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. Just crank up that music and just start dancing. You may, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't think you can dance. Start moving to music that you love. Another tip is, whenever you go into the bathroom, look in the mirror and say out loud, "I love myself," or "I am awesome," or "I am enough." Yes, I know it may sound silly, but after you do it for a little bit, you know, it'll come naturally, and you're going to feel amazing. To close on our topic, you know, before before the show, I was actually drawn to choose an oracle card that had to do with our sacral chakra. And guess what? The card that came up was dance. It just gave me chills when I pulled that card. And the message underneath, it says, do something to shift your vibration. So when we dance and move, our energy starts moving, which in turn makes us feel better, which raises our vibration. And so, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, I would love to hear from you, okay? So if you'd like to talk about your sacral chakra, you know, other ways, other suggestions or ways of strengthening it, or if you'd like some guidance, please feel free to call 714-816-4628 and be sure to press 1 or post online at psychictalk.net/live and post your question in your chat room. So again, the number is 714-16-4628 and be sure to press 1. Great. So it looks like we have a couple callers. So why don't we take the caller that's been on the longest? Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Who's me?
Hello. Yes.
Okay.
What is your name?
I was just putting my earbuds in and grabbing hold of my bucket of coffee. Yeah, this is Bob from the Whitsunday Islands, and it's 12 minutes past 4 in the morning, and Barnaby and Charlie, my two dogs, are still asleep on the bed. And, I've first connected with you guys on your Saturday, my Sunday. And I love the energy. And and in my own journey, how can I put it? I'll just set the scene here. For me, all are equal, all are unique, and all are sovereign. Okay? And so my approach to life was this whole chakra, an Indian thing, doesn't resonate with me. I spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars trying to learn how to meditate, and the guy, you know, facilitating the group, used to have me sitting next to him because after about 3 minutes I'd be snoring, so he'd give me the elbow to wake up again. But I did eventually find my own way to get to that state, and just realizing that my origins are Celtic. And so now, and how can I put it, how do I meditate? I can actually meditate when I'm tinkering with a little engine, or playing with my dogs, or leaning back against a tree. I've just developed a sense of noticing that what am I doing that puts me in the zone, you know? And so I just do more of that, and I mostly do that now. But I had to silence my mind first before I could get to that state. So, you know, I believe that the most important phrase that I've come across, if there is such a thing as universal truth, I've only come across two. One is that what I give my attention to, I become conscious of. And then the second phrase is, whatever works for you. You know, what is your goal here? And my goal in life was, I set my goal to be simply to be content. Now I've achieved that. So whatever your conscious intention is, then you know, the universe will support you to get there. And so whatever method you use, you know, works for you. And my life is awesome. I wake up giggling. Look, it's 4:15 in the morning and I'm giggling, you know. God. when I was back in TikTok, they'd lock me up for that, you know. But I think this is the essence of being a human being, you know.
Yeah.
Our lives are supposed to be joyous, full of fun and giggling. You know, and
yes, exactly.
Well, if I can get there, anybody can, you know, like so many people take themselves far too seriously, don't they? And I'm up here in the Whitsundays, which is paradise. You know, just check out Whitehaven Beach on Google. There's 74 islands up here and it's paradise. And you got people wandering around, shuffling with their chin on their chest. And I'm thinking, thank God, I don't live your life. You know, if you can't be happy here, where are you going to be happy? Which just reinforces
the message. That's very true.
Yeah. It just reinforces the message that it's the inner journey. It's the inner journey that's all important. You know, to find myself. And I no longer use the words we or you because I cannot speak for anybody else but myself. So I can speak to the we, but I can't speak for the we. And I can speak to the you, but I can't speak for the you. And a few other words that I've chucked in the bin are should, would, could, ought to, because all of those decry conscious choice. If I'm going to do it, something I consciously choose to do it. And if it stuffs up, I just go, whoops, and make other choice. It's easy. But, I just, you know, there are no coincidences. I've contributed to over 300 shows, just trying to, you know, add my spice to the cake. And I love the energy with you guys, you know, so... Don't let me hog the show. It's funny. I've just been posting a lot on the Psychic Talk page, and you know, just little insights and things that pop in because all I can do is share what works for me. And this is amazing. I joined a group a couple of weeks ago called the Real Men's Circle, and I got vetted and was allowed to join the group. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I posted three things on the page and got blocked and got a message from the admin, you're only allowed to one post a day. And I thought, oh my God, and this is the Real Men's Circle, you know? So this guy's got control issues. As you may have gathered, I'm very passionate about life. I'm very passionate about everything I do. But my life is really simple now. It's really simple. It's breathe in, breathe out, repeat. Okay, so if you want me to stop talking, just say so, like rabbits, you know. But this is the most important work anybody can do, you know. It's like John Bradshaw said, the biggest sin of anyone is not to become all that they were born to be. Now, I spent the first 40 years of my life chopping off bits of me to fit into society, and I spent the last 26 years gathering all those bits together again, because I know that all of me in my entirety is okay, and that's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me. Okay, I'll shut up and keep on listening. But if you want to pull me back in at any time, you know, I'll be here drinking my bucket of coffee and playing
Sounds
with me. Dogs.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
No worries.
All right. Have a good day. All right. So I believe we have another car. Let's take the next caller.
Yes, I got hello, are we going to do that one?
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, do you know one?
Yeah. Yep.
Leave it, Mr. California?
Hello.
Hello?
I went to,
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, this is Ken.
Mm-hmm. The Rosen. Yeah, the Rosen.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, I got to grab this. I'll call you right back.
I'll be using the smart one.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Oh. You're calling into the Compassion on Light Healing and Guidance show?
Yes, I am. Thanks. You're taking my call. You're talking about the sacral chakra, so I'm definitely going to try some of the tips you tried. It's been suggested to me to try automatic writing, which I guess is kind of like journaling a little bit, which I'm trying. I'm going to listen to the rebroadcast, but I was just wondering if you had any other tips for me to try to use this new moon to bring some new things into my life, abundance-wise, and things of that nature.
I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Oh, it's Tim, T-I-M.
Tim, and where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Oh, hey. Hi, Tim. So, automatic writing is similar to journaling. Using this full moon, have you been having some limiting beliefs that come up during this full moon?
I think I've just been having them in general, full moon or not. So I'm flipping the paradigm to try and embrace this abundance.
Okay. So this full moon, like I had mentioned, it's about releasing. So releasing those things that no longer serve us. So you want to, work through those limiting beliefs. Start journaling, asking yourself some questions to start with. And then really just in a meditative state, just kind of tune in, because when you do that, you're going to get a lot of things pop into your mind. And that's actually your intuition kicking in. So what you want to do is jot all of that stuff down. And it might not make sense at first, but when you write it all down and look at your page, or pages that you wrote, you're going to soon find out some things that you need to work on. And when you're working on it, you're actually healing yourself. So you'll be healing your sacral chakra and your other chakras as well. So where do you need to empower yourself? Where do you, where is your soul taking you? Where are your passions in life? Those things with this full moon is going to help you to really just get this new energy in and just fill you so that, you'll feel, you'll feel the joy, you'll feel motivated. When those kick in and, you do things that are creative, your intuition just keeps flowing and ideas just keep coming and you'll feel like a new person.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Okay. So, when it comes to this full moon, especially this one, because it's in Aries, it's going to be really emotionally charged. We have to really look into, where are our angers and frustrations and even our sadness, where is it, stemming from? So, when we meditate, when we start journaling, all these things from our past, from our relationships with our families, they're all going to come flooding in. They may come through dreams. They may, you may have some visions while you're going through your day. So those are just some things that, we all need to look for and really be aware of when we're going throughout the day. So So, you know, before we move on, I'd like to look at some of the upcoming shows that we have coming up. So, like always, to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all of our great shows that are coming up. Tomorrow, we have Rose, Fiona, and Vivian. They'll be back to take your calls and do readings on their show, Power of Three, Hope, Healing, Wisdom, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Thursday, on the Soul Sisters show, Sue and Ann will have special guest, Zelda Kelly, on their show. So be sure to join them at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. London Time. And having talked about the full moon, if you're interested in more information, on Friday, we have hosts Nikki and Shakti with the Goddess Guidance Show. They'll be back discussing working with the moon. And we'll be on at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, so looks like we have a few other callers. So if we can see who's been holding on the line.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Kelly. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's noisy where I'm at. My name is Katie, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. So how can I help you?
I've been actually dealing with some, I guess, sacral chakra things with money and value and different things like that. And I feel like I've been working through these things, but I just want to, I want to make sure I'm keeping my chakra clear and open. I don't want anybody attached to it. And I don't want any blocks to it. And I'm trying to attract a job that really pays well and value me, and I can, you know, that's going to really help support me.
Okay. So when you have been working on your sacral chakra or even any of your chakras, you know, when you're journaling, what have you found when it comes to your passion and your creativity? You know, what is something that really, like, sets you on fire?
I'm into a lot of things. Like, I'm into food. I'm definitely into food and chocolate, and I want to learn cake things and stuff like that. Something like, I like a lot of things, but that's one of the things I'm into.
Okay. That's great. and when it comes to work-wise, is that, when it comes to your skills, like work skills, is that what you have done in the past?
No. I'm just starting to learn it and do it, actually. No, I'm learning. I'm doing baking and chocolate and stuff, and then I'm going to learn cake decorating. But no, that's not what I'm doing for a living now.
Okay. Because, I mean, just from the sounds of it, it sounds like, you know, you're doing a great job when it comes to that, in, you know, creativity-wise. But I think you should put that into your work. Are you a morning person? Let me just ask.
Absolutely no. No, but I always say I'll only be Actually, I have a little job now, and I don't like it because it's so early. Like, I got to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, and I do not like it. I feel like if I'm going to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, those are baker's hours. Bakers get up that early, and I need to be running my own bakery if I'm going to get up that early. Like, it needs to be for my own business, not somebody else's.
Well, you know what? I mean, you know, maybe that is where you're headed. you know, to own your own bakery if, you know, that's something that you, you know, are dreaming of.
Yeah,
know?
That's
and
true.
That's
true.
What you should work
that's
toward.
True.
So, you know,
that's
so
true.
maybe it's working at a bakery, you know, working alongside of with someone who's, you know, been at it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, or a chef, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it comes to food. So,
right.
you know, I would look into those things, you know, maybe entry level because you're just starting out or, you know, someone who's willing to train you. And yeah, that would be a great in for you.
Yeah, right now, when I need a lot of money to take care of myself. And so I'm like, I'm trying to do those things on a side until it could become a full-time
mm-hmm.
thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I would look into, you know, when it comes to a job-wise, look
mm-hmm.
towards your dream, you know? So look towards
okay.
when it comes to food. Working with food and,
okay.
Yeah, making things. You know, there's a lot out there. You just have to kind of, you know, search around the internet, you know, around your area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you'll find something in no time. And, you know, that way, you know, it's not just work, but it's fun work.
Right.
So it really
so
gets
you
creative
juices.
Are you able
to read blocks? But are you able to read blocks and things like that? I don't know.
Well,
like
right now I do. So I feel something actually like not so much your sacral, but
okay.
more towards your heart.
And
maybe
okay.
that's what you're kind of feeling. I don't know if maybe you've had some lack mentality,
uh-huh.
you know, when it came, you know, when it comes to your past and your childhood.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's something that's blocking you, and that will block you when it comes to money. If you have a lack mentality, you know, you want to have an abundance mentality. So
right,
knowing that there's enough for everyone. So
yes.
You know, I would
yes.
work through
yes.
those issues.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, when it comes to heart chakra, more into that.
Okay.
There's a little bit of sacral, but I don't sense that as much. But yeah,
okay.
your heart. I would really work on that.
So what should I do? Like listen to like meditations or something like that?
Oh, sorry, I can't hear you. You have a lot
oh,
of.
I said, what should I? I know the wind is blowing. I said, what should I do? Listen to some meditations.
So some meditation, but also journaling. So I would journal out,
okay.
You know, things that that comes up from the past when it comes to lack mentality. Maybe your family thought, oh, you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that. You know, something that is from just being able to receive everything that the universe has to offer. So, yeah, I would really focus on that. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great day.
Right.
Thank you.
You too. Okay, so I would like to remind everyone that, you know, if you don't have a chance to call in today. I do have, you know, I do book sessions for healing and guidance. So if you'd like to do that, you can go to my page, psychictalk.net/Catharine, and that's spelled C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. And it's healing as well as guidance. You can have both. You can also find how to contact me through that page as well. I do have a group for those who are beginning their spiritual journey. And that is also on that page as well. So it's psychictalk.net/Catharine. So I would like to do a meditation right now, a short meditation, to help us feel centered as well as get us on the, off to the right, on the right foot for the week. So if you can, if you're driving, I wouldn't recommend this, but if you can, you know, close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. So take a deep breath in and then hold and then take a deep breath out. And we're going to do it again. Deep breath in, hold, and deep breath out. And let's do this one more time. Deep breath in. Hold. And deep breath out. Now I'd like for you to take your hand from where your heart is. And when we do that, our mind goes to our heart space. So once we have our mind there, I'd like for everyone to really think of, in your mind's eye, imagine a calming space for you. You know, elements from nature that really calm you, whether it's the beach, the waters, the mountains, a sunset, your garden, or a garden, a field of flowers, a waterfall. Just some things that really just calm you. You know, it could be a certain flower that's everywhere. For me, I love cherry blossoms, so I have that in my space. And once you have that, I would like you for you to imagine a door in your space, in the center of your space. Now, what does that door look like to you? What color is it? Is it old? Is it new? Does it have windows on it? Just kind of observe what that looks like. And then I'd like for you to imagine it open. We're going to open it. And once it's open, I'd like for you to invite your guides and your angels in to join you. And when you do that, you may see angels and guides that come to join you. You may sense energy. You may feel it. And whatever you see or feel or both, trust that it's for you. Trust that it's there. It might seem like imagination, that you're making it up, but no, trust that it's there. And then once you see them, once you feel them, I'd like for you to ask, what message do you have for me? Or if you have a specific question, feel free to ask that. Now let's take another deep breath. And exhale, and take note of the things that come into your mind. Or things that you really sense in your gut. And trust that those are messages for you. Once you've heard the messages that come into your thoughts and into your heart, that you sense in your body, that you feel. Let's thank our guides and angels. Thank them for being there with you. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. When you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And remember the message that you received. And I would like for you to journal that. You know, what it felt like. What did your door look like? Because the way the door looks, what colors that you see, can really be part of your message as well. And, you know, if you'd like to share what you saw or sensed, please feel free to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And I'd love for you to share with everyone what you saw. And if you didn't see anything, that's okay. It's okay. Maybe you felt something. And if, you know, this is your first time really doing this kind of meditation, I would journal it. And sometimes you can hear, you know, or what pops into your mind is who's speaking to you. You know, maybe it's a certain angel, you know, an archangel, whether it's Archangel Raphael or Archangel Michael, or any of the other archangels. They may have been there with you, speaking to you, and that's probably what you sense. And because they're real, they are real. And whenever you feel unbalanced emotionally, or things are very chaotic, in your life, it's great to go back to your heart space and into this peaceful space that you have. And I go to it often. You know, I have my space where, you know, I have the beach, beautiful, crisp blue water, the sunset there with my field of lavender, which I love. You know, those are, you know, this is where we go in to really center ourselves and ground. And, you know, a lot of times our, you know, whether it's our higher self or the divine speaking to us, they're always there for us. They're always speaking to us. We just have to listen. And, you know, with our busy lives, you know, it's very hard to really find that time, but we all can. You know, just like Bob had called and mentioned that, you know, he can meditate while he's playing with his dogs or doing anything. We can, you know, we have moments, you know, whether it's while you're cooking or whether it's brushing your teeth in the morning or right before you get out of bed is a great time. If you don't have kids jumping around in your room in the morning or, you know, while you're having your morning coffee, you know, those are all great times. It doesn't have to be long. Be a minute, and then you work up to longer times. But just any time that you have that you can set aside to kind of focus your attention for a little bit. You know, I personally, I'm a mom of three. So it is, you know, very hard to, you know, find some time, especially when they were younger. But you can always, you know, even if it's just a glimpse of time, you know, whether it's putting laundry into the washing machine or washing the dishes, we can always find a little bit of time to center ourselves. And also a great time to do this too is going outside, because when we go outside and you have the fresh air moving through you, your energy is moving. And and just take a deep breath of that, you know, fresh air, and just let it fill you. Even that itself is meditating also. You know, you're letting the divine to really just come to you and to speak to you. You know, a lot of times, maybe if you're taking a walk with your kids or your family, you have all these thoughts, you know, flowing, you know, things that you've never really kind of thought of, but it just kind of pops into your head. That's your intuition. That's the divine speaking to you. So, you know, take some time, you know, any time you might have, to really just, you know, get into your heart state, to feel calm, especially with this full moon this week. And, you know, this energy is also about taking action, feeling, you know, if your energy has been feeling stagnant or you've been feeling very tired, very low energy, it's time to really just be in that heart space and be in, you know, in ourselves and, you know, ask. All you have to do is ask. Angels are always there for you. They're just waiting for us to ask. So I hope that meditation has helped you to really be able to center this week and to really be able to be mindful, be more aware of what you should be doing and how to really just let life flow. Let the universe always has your back. So we just have to let go and let the universe and the divine do their thing, and trust that, you know, they'll always have our back. Everything will be for your highest good. So I had, you know, mentioned, you know, with our sacral chakra, you know, do stuff that really moves your energy, you know, like that card that I pulled right before the show, dance. Now, dancing is great. Even if you're not comfortable doing it outside of your home, feel free to dance. All right. I believe we have another caller. So let's see who's online. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Diana, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Diana. How can I help you?
I'm just calling in for a general or to get some... see if there's any messages for me.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you. Can you say anything?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just calling to see if there's any messages for me or to get a general reading.
Okay. So, all right, Diana. I'm actually going to pull some cards for you here.
Okay, and I'm going to turn down my radio.
Okay. And how has your energy been?
It's
actually getting better. I was a little tired because I work overnight, but it's getting better. But I
okay.
I'm going to start actually going back to work. I'm starting to work out starting this week, but I'm getting back to the gym. No more excuses.
Awesome. That's great. Because last week we talked about the root chakra, and exercising was one of the ways to strengthen your chakra. So that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it looks like from the cards that I pulled, you're going through an awakening. So you're going through your energy is changing, and yeah, you see that. That's great. And everything is starting to come together, and exercising actually really helps do that. So what I see here is you need to really trust your intuition. Your gut feeling. You know, you have that, and it's getting stronger every day, especially as you're working out, as you're doing more things for yourself. Your intuition is growing stronger. You may not realize this, but you know a lot more than you think.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I know you're, calling in, but you said that you were tired, but that's actually part of your awakening. You're going through a shift right now. So keep journaling, keep meditating, journaling. And when you do that, your intuition is going to, like, everything's just going to come at you. I know that sounds a little scary, but it's not. So journaling will really help. So if you have any questions, just write it down. And throughout the day, just be mindful of the thoughts that come into your mind. Your next steps are going to come. But you have to really trust your gut feeling. And sometimes it may be a still small voice. But when you have that, I would suggest writing those down as well. And soon you're going to have a list of all these different ideas that, come into your head. And a lot of times what happens for me when it comes to intuition and things popping into my head, it happens a lot when I'm in the shower or I'm in the bathroom, getting ready for the day. Maybe during those times, just be mindful of your thoughts. And I'm sure that it's already has started, things that you didn't really think about, but it just kind of pops into your head.
Yes.
That's your intuition talking.
Oh, okay. Because everything I write down, I've been doing that. I mean, sometimes it just doesn't stop. I do have a book where I keep all my thoughts, and when things pop into mind, like my intuition, I just write it down. I write it down. Sometimes it's
great.
So much. Yeah.
Exactly. That's great. That's awesome. So, yeah, just keep doing that and trust that that is intuition and the divine speaking to you on what you should be doing.
Okay. All right?
All right.
That sounds perfect. I'm going to keep doing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Same to you. Have an awesome week. Thank you. And I'll keep in touch.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So we're going to close for today. And I would like to thank all of my listeners and callers for joining me and tuning in today. And be sure to tune in next week as we talk about our third chakra, our solar plexus chakra, and I'll also be taking calls as well. So I hope you have a wonderful and blessing-filled week, and bye for now.